Learn to be gentle with yourself and stop judging yourself.
Well, that's hard, particularly when others are so ready to judge. I feel I'm going to be an embarrassment to you, to the truth, that if I insist on completing and publishing this trilogy, I'll be such a poor ambassador for your message as to discredit it.
You cannot discredit truth. Truth is truth, and it can neither be proven nor disproven. It simply is. The wonder and the beauty of my message cannot and will not be affected by what people think of you. Indeed, you are one of the best ambassadors because you've lived your life in a way that you call less than perfect. People can relate to you, even as they judge you. And if they see that you are truly sincere, they can even forgive you your sordid past. Yet I tell you this, so long as you are still worried about what others think of you, you are owned by them. Only when you require no approval from outside yourself can you own yourself.
Well, my concern was more for the message than for me. I was concerned that the message would get besmirched.
If you are concerned about the message, then get the message out. Do not worry about besmirching it. The message will speak for itself. Remember what I have taught you. It is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well it is sent. Remember this also. You teach what you have to learn. It is not necessary to have achieved perfection to speak of perfection. It is not necessary to have achieved mastery to speak of mastery. It is not necessary to have achieved the highest level of evolution to speak of the highest level of evolution. Seek only to be genuine. Strive to be sincere. If you wish to undo all the damage you imagine yourself to have done, demonstrate that in your actions. Do what you can do. Then let it rest.
That's easier said than done. Sometimes I feel so guilty.
Guilt and fear are the only enemies of man.
Yeah, but guilt is important. It tells us when we've done wrong.
There is no such thing as wrong. There's only that which does not serve you, does not speak the truth about who you are and who you choose to be. Guilt is the feeling that keeps you stuck in who you are not.
But guilt is the feeling that at least lets us notice we've gone astray.
Awareness is what you are talking about, not guilt. I tell you this. Guilt is a blight upon the land, the poison that kills the plant. You will not grow through guilt, but only shrivel and die. Awareness is what you seek. But awareness is not guilt. And love is not fear. Fear and guilt, I say again, are your only enemies. Love and awareness are your true friends. Yet do not confuse the one with the other, for one will kill you, while the other gives you life.
Then I should not feel guilty about anything?
Never, ever. What good is there in that? It only allows you to not love yourself. And that kills any chance that you could love another.
And I should fear nothing?
Fear and caution are two different things. Be cautious. Be conscious. But do not be fearful. For fear only paralyzes, while consciousness mobilizes. Be mobilized, not paralyzed.
I was always taught to fear God.
I know. And you have been paralyzed in your relationships with me ever since. It was only when you stopped fearing me that you could create any kind of meaningful relationship with me. If I could give you any gift, any special grace that would allow you to find me, it would be fearlessness. Blessed are the fearless, for they shall know God. That means you must be fearless enough to drop what you think you know about God. You must be fearless enough to step away from what others have told you about God. You must be so fearless that you can dare to enter into your own experience of God. And then you must not feel guilty about it. When your own experience is violating what you thought you knew, and what everyone else has told you about God, you must not feel guilty. Fear and guilt are the only enemies of man.